This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Days are finally longer. There's afternoon light. Mornings, you know, they're still dark, but who cares, because daylight is longer. At first, you know, when daylight extends past late afternoon, it throws me off. I don't need to race around to get things done, to finish up something before it gets dark. Calm down, Petey. Lots of time. No need to race. I can saunter. So I saunter by the chickens. I'll be back in a bit. I saunter to the firewood pile. I'll split some wood later. And I saunter by. Oh yeah, longer days bring out the sauntering in me. But listen, when I'm not sauntering, I wander. I wander around our place. I wander in grassland. I wander in woodland. And in these wanders, I always find things, objects of interest, an interesting rock, an old brass cartridge, a feather, a piece of several hundred-year-old pottery. And many times I put those objects of interest in my pocket, my vest pocket, my breast pocket. And the plan is to research them. I love that, research. Or maybe just admire them later, you know, when I get home or sitting at my desk. If I have my cell phone with me, I'll take a photo or two of these objects of interest. So later I'll ponder that feather, or I'll look up that old brass cartridge and cartridges of the world. You know, I think the best part of my cell phone is the camera. I mean, I can't stuff all the cool flora and fauna, all these wonderful objects of interest in my pocket. So photos later, you know, for perusal, to identify a plant, an insect, a feather, a cartridge, it's pretty cool. I do have a very nice digital camera, but I find myself using my cell phone a lot to take photos of objects of interest. You know, and I'll look at those photos later at home, and I was going to tell you, I check my pockets. Don't worry, I check my pockets. Anyway, on a recent firewood haul in nearby hills, Ms. Mosquiti and I were poking around, and under a dead juniper tree in brown wintry grass, we saw a skull, a little canine skull, a gray fox skull, nearby its vertebra lined up in dead grass. Quite beautiful. Wouldn't fit in my pocket, so I took some photos with my phone. Gray foxes have beautiful skulls. They have these little ridges in their skulls. There are two of them. They're called temporal ridges that run just from above the eye to the back of the skull. And those ridges, the way they run and the pattern they create, says to the person looking at it, hey, that's a gray fox skull. They're pretty common. Oh, they're very common. Gray foxes are very common. Here's some gray fox stuff I remember. I remember. They do have some rusty red fur around the neck and the shoulders and around their tummy. Otherwise, they're gray. They eat small mammals. They get mammals as big as a rabbit or a hare. They eat their fruit and veggies. This is the best part. They can climb trees. Whoa, what a fox, right? In the borderlands, they range from the desert to up into the woodlands and the pine forest. And they are all over Arizona. Hello and beyond. Scientific name, Urocyon scenario argentus. The genus is a combination of two Greek words and means dog with a tail. Oh yeah. Specific epithet is a combo of two Latin words. It means it's ash colored with some silver. I think that ash part refers to its gray tail with the black ridge. Oh yeah. A beautiful skull, an object of interest in the woodlands, in the borderlands. Oh yeah. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti. And this has been Growing Native.